from forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. One forever and ever and ever.
Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food, it's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros, it's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. But I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, but cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
Voilà. Je regarde les autres. Pourtant, je ne leur trouve rien.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Kuntz. Welcome back to the show. Kind of feels like the end of days, don't it? I know it's not. I don't think you need to worry yet. It's going to be a big change, though, for us. Americans are not used to this type of restriction. They're not used to having to wipe their butt with McDonald's napkins because people are hoarding toilet paper. They're not used to eating green beans out of a can for a period of weeks, which we might have to do. They say no, but things seem to be heading that way where we're going to have to go on a complete lockdown in the country. I don't hate to scare you. I hope you're preparing yourself though. I hope that you went and got some canned goods and some ammunition and some water just in case. Water should be okay. You know, you should still have running water, but you never know. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. It's exponentially every day getting worse and worse, and they're trying desperately not to lock us in our homes. I really think they are trying not to do this, but it's just going to happen. We're going to have to do it for this coronavirus that's going around. And it's strange. It's a strange feeling. I've never gone through anything like this in my entire life. I doubt you have either, unless you're older. Maybe you were in World War II or something, or, you know, war, like war boots on the ground, war if you're a ex-soldier. Maybe then. Not like this, though. This is unique to all of us. And I still see people not really taking it very seriously. I went out, I went to the store today, and I got, I was hoping to get a few paper towels, but not there. There's no shortage. And this is just people being panicky, not rational actors, which human beings are not. So you went out and bought all this stuff. I went out and bought a bunch of canned goods for a few weeks. I should be good. Got some water. Got bullets. And I don't know. It's you don't know what's tomorrow is going to bring. It's exponential now. We if you listen to that podcast I put out the special one with the virologist from USF. It's exponential growth. And I woke up. I'm recording this on the 18th of March, 2020, and cases went from 200 to over 300 in a night. And that's partially because they are testing more, but also because the disease is just transferring to people, because people are going to the beach. Yes, the beaches aren't closed as of right now. I bet you by the time this airs, they will be, because people are going, and they shouldn't be going. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You know, we got all these tourists here. They don't know what to do with them. So they're leaving the beach open. And nobody has to go to work. A lot of people don't have to go to work anyways. And so they are going to the beach. And you should be not doing, you should not be doing that. You're too close. This is a very contagious illness. So they say, unless it's a big conspiracy theory, which I'm open to as well. I don't know. But if it's not, then you shouldn't be doing that. I saw a post my friend Julie put up on Facebook by one of her friends, Maureen McDowell, I think does the Keep St. Pete Lit, which is like a literature, I don't know, reading club or something. And she said that her friend who owns the Signature Urgent Care in downtown St. Pete had their first positive test for COVID-19 today. So it's not only in Florida, Pinellas County, now it's in St. Petersburg. And soon it's going to be on your block. The kids are going around, and it's spring break, so it's a terrible time to shut everything down. And the kids, they don't understand, because their frontal cortexes aren't fully developed yet, and they don't understand the urgency of this thing. So they're going out and they're drinking and partying and getting together and hanging out. Last time I checked yesterday, the 17th, there were 4 positive tests from the University of Florida students. And there's going to be way more. All these kids are congregating on the beach. Broward County has a bunch of, I don't know what the number is, but I think they have the most cases in Florida as of today. And 4 University of Florida students tested. And then these kids are going to go back home and spread it all over the place. Let's listen to this video. Try not to pull your hair out.
At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach, and they're closing all of it? It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there, like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we plan this.
The arrogance, which what they speak, is astounding, isn't it?
A long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go, but like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, it sucks, but we're gonna make the best of it. We're enjoying ourselves. It sucks. And I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day. It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. Turn up.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do what happens when it happens. When stuff closes, we're going to do it when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Where are these people? Where are these kids' parents? I know that they're adults, but I'm sure they're traveling on their parents' dime, right? People don't have money for this. These kids don't have money. They don't work. Maybe some do. Where are these kids' parents letting them go? It's a national emergency. It's a worldwide emergency at this point. I saw, too, this is a hot take. People are not going to be happy with me. The schools, Pinellas County schools, are giving out food, giving out lunches for kids who don't have access to food. Where are your parents? Why don't you have access to food? This is ridiculous. What parent cannot get their kid a bologna sandwich, an apple? What? I mean, I know it's good. In a time of crisis, I guess it's okay. But, I mean, their grocery stores are still open. It's mobbed, but I was in one today. They still had lunch meat, and they had peanut butter, and there's not a shortage of food. Why don't these kids have food? You shouldn't have kids if you can't feed them. They don't let you have a dog if you can't feed it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. How are you getting prepared for the upcoming thing, the pandemic here that's here, and it's only going to get worse? I think it's going to peak in May is what I've heard. And then hopefully I'll have a gradual slowdown, so maybe by 4th of July this thing will be over. Hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, people stay off the beach and stop going outside and stop going to bars. They had to shut down all the bars in Florida. They tried to keep them open, but these dumbasses, you know, go out and cough on each other. And they had to shut the bars down, these college kids, because they didn't respect the, hey, please don't show up. I saw the Benz, too. They did a thing. Now, technically, they were allowed to, but they were the only bar in town that was open just before when this order came down. And I think most of the other bars, at least they didn't advertise it anyway. The Benz advertised, like, hey, we're going to be open, and we're the only game in town. So come on in and get your last hurrah going. So who knows how much COVID-19 was spread around those halls. And I put on Instagram, like, listen, if you're at the Benz on a Tuesday night or Monday night, whatever it was, Monday night, I think it was, at 3 a.m, COVID is not the disease. COVID is the cure for you. Maybe you should get it. You're not helping things. You're not helping society if you're at a bar at 3 a.m. on a Monday. Another thing I saw today, which is a little scary, was Marco Rubio, our senator from the great state of Florida. Let's see if I can find the tweet here. I'm tweeting too much. Marco Rubio tweeted today at 8:26 a.m., March 18th, 2020, acceptance that what we are facing is unprecedented and extraordinary and is widespread in the Senate, but it is still not universal. This is a historic health and economic challenge. It requires bold, temporary government measures many of us would never support under any scenario. There is no temporary government initiatives. They end up just becoming part of or out of the everyday. And this is going to be a big challenge to our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. I saw military approves 11 COVID-19 quarantine camps in America. We're going to have camps in America for people who are infected. It's concerning. It might be necessary. I don't know. But it is concerning. There's going to be one in Georgia, one in Virginia, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, Texas, Hawaii. Looks like 2 in California and 1 in Washington. They're going to give everybody $1,000, I heard. That's cool. Silver linings. It's a weird time, though, man. It really is. And I'm concerned about what is going to happen after this is over. Are we going to be able to go back to normal life after this? Are these temporary initiatives that they're going to put into place, which they haven't really told us yet, all of them, are they going to go away after this crisis? I don't think so. We should very much demand that they do. I hope we do. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. This podcast is brought to you by True V Salon and Spa, TRU, V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Go see Chrissy. I think she still has her place open as of right now. I don't know how she's going to do it with the 6 feet rule. I guess she gets a pair of scissors on some sort of pole and maneuvers them that way. Still does a great job, believe it or not. Talented lady. TruvySalonSpa.com. The other crazy thing that's been going on is I'm obsessed, as if you listen to this podcast, with press and the things that they do. And with the internet, they get exposed really easy because you can just look this stuff up now. Where we used to have to kind of take their word for it, I guess, because why would they lie? But and then I'm like, oh, and you just Google something. You go, that's not even true. So there's been some of these organizations have just been running cover for the Chinese government is actively trying to put this on the United States. They have a conspiracy theory that the U.S. military brought it to Wuhan and gave it to one of their people and let it run rampant throughout the country. And it's our fault, America's fault, which is not true. On March 14th, the New York Times published a column by Ian Johnson, who they only identified as a writer based in Beijing. The piece was titled, China Brought the West Some Time, the West Squandered It. And kind of goes on to kind of insinuate that many countries stood by and watched while China heroically battled this virus alone. He overlooks the fact that the PRC did this by dragging citizens from their apartments or welding people in their homes to keep them in altogether. I mean, there's videos on Twitter you can watch. I don't know if welding people in their homes is... They definitely put bars over their doors so they couldn't get out and drug people out in hazmat suits. And China's being praised now that they got this thing under control, but where's any evidence of that? Their word? Yeah, I'm not trusting their word there on that. NBC News echoed the baseless accusations. There's this guy, Zhao Lihan. He's on Twitter. He's the information minister for the Republic of China. And he went on to say, yeah, that this was created by the United States and the U.S. Army went ahead and implemented this. And they just ran with that and said, well, this is what he said. Aaron Blake from the Fixed Division of the Washington Post ran a piece titled, Before the White House and Trump Allies Blamed China for the Coronavirus, Trump Vouched for China Repeatedly. He goes on to suggest that China is not to blame for the origins of the virus. He opens his piece by writing that President Trump, the White House, and their allies increasingly put blame on China in the fight against the coronavirus. They're stoking nationalism by emphasizing the country where the virus originated, calling it the Wuhan virus. And that's going on now, where all of a sudden, calling it the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, is, yes, racist. That's correct. You knew that was coming. Which is, there's a term. Let me see if I can find it. There's a Chinese word for what the American social justice warrior, a baizu, B-A-I-Z-U-O. And it's a derogatory term for the white left. That's what it means. And it's a political epithet used to refer to Western left-wing ideologies, primarily espoused by white people. The term baizu is related to the term shigmu, literally meaning holy mother, a sarcastic reference to those whose political opinions are perceived as being guided by emotions or a hypocritical show of selflessness and empathy. And they're exploiting this because we do have a good portion of the country that is all in on this. And these reporters, I don't think, are that.
I think they have, there's we live in a globalist society now, so everybody's connected, everybody's making money all over the country. NBC is in China. They have these connections, and they don't want to get thrown out because they're making money. And media is suffering so much that they end up doing the devil's work because they don't want to be unemployed. So they parrot these things so they get cash, sweet cash. And then these baizu that are here run with the talking points, put it on Twitter, and all of a sudden it's racist. But this is a Chinese talking point, and these rubes, these useful idiots, parrot it. And we get to where we are today where they don't want it called the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, because that kind of says that they're responsible for this, which they are. People are trying actively to gaslight you, and it's working on a lot of people. But, I mean, my God, you have the internet. Look it up, people. There's this guy I like. I listen to his podcast. He's got a Patreon. It's $3 a month, though. It's cheap. Stephen Miller, he runs Versus Media. And you can find it on Patreon. It's like Versus, V-E-R-S-U-S, and then Media. It's $3 a month. I enjoy him quite a bit. I wrote to him my frustration over this, and he was nice enough to answer my question. So I want to play that for you. Again, you can find him Versus Media on Patreon. $3 a month, dude. Get it. It's really interesting stuff. So I'm going to play for you a little bit of that podcast right here on this podcast. He probably doesn't want that, but I'm going to do it anyway. Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness and permission. It's one of the things my father taught me that I took to heart. So let's listen to this clip from the Versus Media podcast.
Comment from Will Kuntz. You and my deep dive into the corporate media, press, and not only bias, but its clear agenda. And while I enjoy seeing these clowns exposed daily, I also get frustrated because I know it's not going to change. Most of my friends and family will happily consume and parrot what they hear on cable news. They'll also call others informed if they push back on the news of the day. How do you look so closely into these people and report back to us while managing to keep a full head of hair? Do you see any kind of hope and reform with corporate media and reckoning coming? I think I'm just a sadist. I mean, it's going back to what I talked about Occupy yesterday. That was kind of my goal when I switched over. I had one Twitter that I just kind of did design stuff with. I still have it out there. Good luck. I kind of just went and followed every journalist I could find. All of them. The popular, you know, the more well-known ones. But it's not so much the Chuck Todds or the Brian Stelters or the Brian Williams or the Jake Tappers, or those people are not the problem. They're the pinnacle of the problem, but they're not the problem are the 23, 24, 25-year-old reporters who are now embedded into these major networks. And you should know who they are. Not that if you want to go and rip the hair out of your head, like I do, but part of it is just watchdogging a little bit. I'm fine with bias. As I've stated a million times, if you notice, I don't go after Think Progress or Mother Jones, Daily Beast, HuffPost. It's the mask of objectivity that a lot of these people wear when they're clearly partisans. Hunter Walker is a perfect example of this. He's not interested in informing you. He's not interested in getting an answer out of the administration about how to keep people protected. How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? Back to J school. Do I see any hope of reform? No. I think I've said this before, I think what has to happen is a Nicholas Sandman style lawsuit where they do something along the lines of what have happened with Nicholas Sandman, and they are all sued into oblivion. I'm not talking about Gawker with Hulk Hogan, but close. I still love what happened to Gawker. They deserved it. We are better without having Gawker in our media sphere. But as far as a reckoning, they're not going to change on their own. We know that come President Bernie, President Biden, the fact-checking, the daily fact-check goes away. These people all just go back on vacation. So while you hope for a change, you kind of realize probably not. But that's the event that I think has to happen, where the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, they fuck up so royally on smearing the wrong person like a Richard Jewell or a Nicholas Sandman that they are forced to change their business models. I think that's what it's going to take. The problem with that is they're very smart people. They know where the line is. But the good news is, as long as they're like this, I'm employed.
There you go. There's a clip from the Versus Media podcast. Stephen Miller answering my query and concern. You can follow him at RedStees, R-E-D-S-T-E-E-Z-E, on Twitter. Follow me while you're there, home_made_man. That's the same with Instagram. I have about three or four more magnets and two more Stay Woke stickers, and I have a couple of HMB radio stickers as well. And I'm going to hold off on buying any more for a while. I'm going to hold my money for a little bit just because I think it's a smart thing to do for now. But, you know, if we survive this thing, if I survive this thing, I'll get more when Sticker Mule has another deal. But until then, those are the last ones. So if you want one, slide in my DMs and I'll get you some. This podcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company. If you're going to be in your home quarantined, get a hobby. And I would suggest podcasting because it's fun. You can just talk as much ass as you want on the internet until they shut you down. You can't say anything too crazy. At least don't put it on YouTube. Find an independent host. But if you don't know how to do that, I can help you. RSS feeds, you know, hardware, software, all that stuff. HomemadePodcasts.com. Might have to do it over Skype, but it's still, you know, a consultation. And if you want to support this show, obviously go check out our sponsors, NTT Fitness, Truvy Salon Spa, and Homemade Podcasts. But maybe you just want to, like, give money away. Why wouldn't you? Maybe you have money, and you're just like, oh, man, these people are going to be without work, like me. And maybe you just want to donate. Go over to hmbradio.com. There is a donate page. You can, my Venmo is there. My PayPal is there. This is the new world, folks. This is the world we're living in. I will cut my hand, and I will take whatever you have, and I will thank you for it. hmbradio.com is the website. Get the podcast if you're not subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher. I do sometimes put out things that aren't available here on Radio St. Pete, and they're only available on the podcast feed. So subscribe, Spotify, iHeartRadio. It's everywhere. HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. So I don't have a clip from my radio show that I'm on, Stay Woke, this week on the podcast because I just don't have time to pull one. And I'm working 7 days right now at the station. We're on air 7 days a week. We did weekend coverage last weekend in the afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. Anna and I did Sunday. Johnny and I did Saturday and Sunday. So you can check out theboneonline.com for live COVID-19 updates. And we'll be doing it probably every weekend for the foreseeable future until this thing kind of slows down and there's not breaking news every 5 minutes. So tune in on the Bone app, 102.5 The Bone on the Google Play, iTunes Store, and you can tune in online at theboneonline.com. There's going to be live coverage during the day all weekend. So breaking news coming at you live, and you can call in. We had a virologist in last week, which we can't even have guests in the studio now anymore. That's barred. It's essential personnel, on-air people only, and board ops. That's the only people allowed in this building right now, at the Cox Media Group building for the foreseeable future until this crisis is over. So tune in all weekend, theboneonline.com. And always thanks for tuning in to the Homemade Broadcast. I really do appreciate it. If you have not yet, please do subscribe to HMB Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. I would definitely appreciate that. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll send you stickers, slip into my DMs, home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there too. Radio STPETE. My name is Will Koontz. I'll talk to you soon. We're going to get through this. We're going to be good. Some of us. I'm just kidding. Kind of. Have a great week. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.